He came back to their tiny apartment and laid the goods out on the dining room table. Regina began to cut the gingham, small sizes for toddlers, larger for small children, until she had 40 aprons. She began to sew. At midnight, she went to bed, and Lewis took up where she had left off. At dawn, she rose and began cutting buttonholes and adding buttons. By 10 in the morning, the aprons were finished. Lewis gathered them up over his arm and ventured out onto Hester Street. "Children's aprons, little girls' aprons, colored ones 10 cents, white ones 15 cents, little girls' aprons." By 1 o'clock, all 40 were gone. "Ma, we've got our business," he shouted out to Regina after running all the way home from Hester Street. "We made $2.60 in 3 hours of selling." He grabbed her by the waist and began swinging her around and around. "You've got to help me," he cried out. "We'll work together. Ma, this is our business." Jewish immigrants like the Floms and the Borgeneks and the Janklows were not like the other immigrants who came to America in the 19th and early 20th centuries. The Irish and the Italians were peasants, tenant farmers from the impoverished countryside of Europe. Not so the Jews. For centuries in Europe, they had been forbidden from owning land, and so they had clustered in cities and towns, taking up urban trades and professions. 70% of the Eastern European Jews who came through Ellis Island in the 30 years or so before the First World War had some kind of occupational skill. They had owned small groceries or jewelry stores. They had been bookbinders or watchmakers. Overwhelmingly, though, their experience lay in the clothing trade. They were tailors and dressmakers, hat and cap makers, and furriers and tanners. Louis Borgenecht, for example, left the impoverished home of his parents at age 12 to work as a sales clerk in a general store in the Polish town of Brzeszko. When the opportunity came to work in Schnitwaren Handlung, literally the handling of cloth and fabrics, or piece goods as they were known, he jumped at it. In those days, the piece goods man was clothier to the world, he writes, and of the three fundamentals required for life in that simple society, food and shelter were humble, clothing was the aristocrat.